In the summer of 1957, my father was sweating out the final months of preparation for the August opening of West Side Story in Washington, D.C. And I mean sweating. There wasn't much in the way of air conditioning back in the 1950s, unless you went to the movies. To get little five-year-old me out of the stinking New York City heat, my mother took me down to South America to visit her family in Chile. While I played with my cousins, my parents kept in touch through the mail. July 19th. Darling, the work grinds on relentlessly, and sleep is a rare blessing. It's going to be murder from here on in. July 23rd. The show. Ah, yes, I am depressed with it. All the aspects of the score I like best, the big poetic parts, get criticized as operatic, and there's a concerted move to chuck them. What's the use? The 24-hour schedule goes on. I am tired and nervous. This is the last show I do. Of course it wasn't, but that's a whole other story. Back to the letters. July 28th. A run-through of Act One. Imagine already. Where does the time all go to? In a minute it will be August and off to Washington, and people will be looking at West Side Story in public and hearing my poor little marked-up score. All the things I love most in it are slowly being dropped. Too operatic, too this and that. They're all so scared, and commercial success means so much to them. To me too, I suppose. But I still insist it can be achieved with pride. I shall keep fighting. On August 1st, my mother writes back from South America using my father's family nickname, Lennart. Don't give up the ship, Lennart. Fight for what you think is right. What you wrote was important and beautiful. I can't bear it if they chuck it out. That is what gave the show its stature, its personality, its poetry, for heaven's sake. From way down here, I protest. Promise me you'll make an effort to get enough sleep. Are you eating correctly, or just pastrami sandwiches and coffee in cartons? Lennart? My father writes back on August 3rd. We ran through today for the first time, and the problems are many, varied, and overwhelming. But we've got a show there, and just possibly a great one. But the work is endless. I never sleep. Everything gets rewritten every day, and that's my life for the moment. And imagine, we open 2 weeks from Monday. August 8th. These days have flown so. I work literally every second. It's murder, but I'm excited. It may be something extraordinary. We wrote a new song for Tony that's a killer. It's really going to save his character so that he doesn't emerge as just a euphoric dreamer. That song was Something's Coming, and isn't it amazing that that crucial song got put into the show only 2 weeks before the opening? Back to the letters. August 13th. Well, look a me! Back to the nation's capital and right on the verge! We open Monday. Everyone's coming, my dear, even Nixon and 35 admirals. I tell you, this show may yet be worth all the agony. As you can see, I'm excited as hell. A few days later, the reviews were in. The Daily News said the show opened a new field in the American stage. After the New York opening the following month, the Herald Tribune said, "The radioactive fallout from West Side Story must still be descending on Broadway this morning." But my personal favorite from the Seattle Times offered this perceptive criticism. "Perhaps the love story is a little too reminiscent of Romeo and Juliet." You think?